on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a 20-year-old Brick Township woman's been charged after allegedly stabbing her 2-year-old brother in the chest. According to the Ocean County prosecutor, Marlene Rodriguez has been charged with attempted murder on Saturday after police responded to a home on Burke Lane around 2:30 p.m. The toddler taken to a hospital and listed in stable condition, but it's not clear why Rodriguez stabbed the little boy. A family of five killed in a house fire in Patterson on Halloween after firefighters brought the blaze under control at the home on Emerson Avenue just before 10 p.m. They found the bodies of a 39-year-old man, a 38-year-old woman, and three children, ages 14, 12, and 7, all on the second floor. The cause is under investigation. A recent Rutgers-Eagleton poll finds the majority of likely voters think New Jersey is on the wrong track, with 55% indicating they are dissatisfied. How and if that will affect the gubernatorial election remains to be seen.
People's dissatisfaction here in the Garden State with how the state is doing likely reflects a desire for some sort of change, but obviously we're just not sure yet in terms of which direction.
Poll director Ashley Koning says men are more likely than women to say the state is on the wrong track, with 61% of men versus 30% of women indicating the state is headed in the wrong direction. The news made possible by Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation. Whether you're an elite athlete or just someone struggling with pain, Dr. Jody Serra at the Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation cares about improving the function of your body. Go to lesspainbetterhealth.com to learn more. Workers in the U.S. still feel their paychecks aren't going that far against inflation. According to a survey from Bankrate, 62% feel that way. And Bankrate economic analyst Sarah Foster says that in a tight labor market and uncertain economic moment, workers need to do what they can to stand out.
I have argued that workers should really lean into their U factor right now. Really be yourself, build your own brand, think about what sets you apart from everybody else. You know, the skills that you have to add to your company or any place where you could work, because there is a lot of fluff out there right now.
The survey also finds fewer workers have been able to increase their pay, whether that by getting a raise, a new job, or both. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Will we need the umbrella to go out and vote tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Some sun returns this afternoon from southwest to northeast. We'll have a little rain around, ending for most by midday, but a little later in the afternoon toward the shore. Highs will be in the upper 50s. Mainly clear, breezy, a bit chilly tonight. Lows in the lower 40s. Breezy with plenty of sunshine for Tuesday, the high near 60. Mostly cloudy, breezy Wednesday. Highs will be in the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Right now around New Jersey, it is 57 in Hackensack, 57 in New Brunswick, and 57 in Evesham. Weather brought to you by All County Exteriors. Roof leaking, missing roof shingles, siding cracked, gutters overflowing. Don't wait, because small repairs can turn into big problems fast. Call All County Exteriors today. With over 40 years of trusted service, they will fix it right the first time.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.